ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Saram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say. And yes, the Makara Sankranti has happened. The sun has seemingly begun to travel north. In fact, as I was reflecting on this northward journey of the sun, what occurred to me today is what Bhagwan used to mention on Sankranti days. And as I was reflecting on Bhagwan's discourses, what came to mind is the way Bhagwan used to urge us on every Sankranti day. Swami used to say, Sankranti means the movement towards inner vision, pure heart and unsullied nature. Just as the sun moves towards the north, starting from this auspicious occasion of Sankranti, so also one must turn one's intellect inwards and journey towards the Atma. And I was just thinking, what could this mean to me in practical terms? And I said this to myself, as the sun marches north, let not our determination go south. As nature brings in new tidings, let us not focus on our failings. As earth begins a new adventure, let our perseverance acquire a new character as we embark on life's yet another roller coaster. This time, let us not slip. Let us not falter. Let us march as if courage is our nature and peace is our vesture. When I mention about courage, I'm all the time reminded of the lines that Bhagwan has placed in the Sai Kulwanth Hall. And when I'm talking about peace, I'm all the time reminded of the way Bhagwan would talk about the Buddha, Shri Adi Shankara. Bhagwan wanted his students to have the heart of Buddha, the hands of Janaka, the mind of Shankara, and that is what Sankranti should lead all of us towards. And if you look at the kind of people who have had the opportunity to work for Bhagwan, the kind of people who experienced that nearness and dearness of the sun, that warmth and light of the sun, you will see in their lives this northward journey. You will see in their lives how their faith never faltered, how their determination never went south, how their heart all the time reverberated with compassion, how they always kept themselves last. And to me, this is what Prashanthi Nilayam is all about. Prashanthi Nilayam is that holy sun which burns itself out to give light and warmth And into this yagna, into this sacrifice, so many pure souls have poured their time, their energy, their heart, all of themselves. And this is how the flame of Prashanti glows brighter and brighter every day. And that is the reason why you touch anyone who has been touched by the Lord, and you are left inspired. This series, Beacons of Prashantinilayam, is to share such stories. Stories of people who always kept God as the center of their life. And once they did that, how they experienced God taking center stage of everything of their life. If you are watching the Sankranti drama in the Sai Kulwant Hall yesterday evening, the beautiful drama concluded with God being the Sutradhari and everyone else is a Patradhari, a little role to play. And there are so many beautiful souls who have had this opportunity to play little roles, and they did it with so much humility, so much sincerity, so much love, that whenever Bhagwan used to even hear their names being mentioned, his eyes would get teary. Be it Ratanlal Amma, be it Raman Rao Sir, be it Ramu Brahmam, be it Professor Kasturi. And so we continue the story of this legendary servitor of the Lord, Mr. B.V. Raman Rao. In the previous session, I played for you the conversation I had with Professor Anil Kumar, someone who owes his faith, his dedication to Bhagwan, the grooming of his personality to Raman Rao sir. He took over as the state president of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Andhra Pradesh, after Mr. Raman Rao. There is so much more that Professor Anil Kumar has shared. Let us first soak ourselves in Professor Anil Kumar's reminiscences, and then we are going to have a live conversation with someone who has had the chance to work directly with Mr. B.V. Raman Rao. So that's coming up in the second part of the program. Let's now listen to Professor Anil Kumar.
We are living in times when Swami does not look at you, people go. They don't come to Puttaparthi. When people are not promoted, they go. When people are transferred, they go. Any favor denied, they get out. Any difficulty, tragedy in the family, they quit. Here is Raman Rao. He lost his wife. He lost his daughter.
Oh.
He lost his son-in-law. But held on to the lotus feet of Bhagwan till the last moment. He is the devotee. Others, I may say, so-and-so is a devotee. But he is the devotee. The worst of the tragedies he has seen in life. The death of the wife, daughter and son-in-law. Yet held on to his feet. What does he say? Things happen because of our karma, destiny. We cannot blame Baba. Our job is to think of our moments spent with him. The sweet moments we had with him. The boundless, countless blessings that we received from him. These things happen as per our karma. Prarabdha, we have to bear. Enjoy the moment. Think of him. He will grant what we deserve. It is left to him. But we should hold on to his feet. That is Raman Rao. Soon after Swami left his physical body, you know, many elders left. Many people come here on visitor's visa and go. stay for a short period and go. Those who permanently settled at one time, they have become only visitors today. Ramana Rao is not like that. Having lost the whole thing, he held on to this place. Pattinadedo pattane pattidi, pattu vadedaga, atte nilichiyundu. Having caught hold as a feet, until it is fulfilled, don't leave his feet. Korinadedo korane korthi, korke chelledaga nilichiyundu. Having desired, you desire something. Don't leave until the desire is fulfilled. That is Swami. That is Ramana Rao. So, he didn't leave Swami in spite of these things. It is not a question of bargain. It is not a question of selfishness. It is pure, total surrender and devotion to Swami. I can also tell you, share with you one point. As an youngster, we can take him as a role model. How to work hard? One, leadership qualities we can learn from him. Three, how to love other people and be loved. How to respect and be respected. How to work as a team. How to be selfless by projecting the people. How to be one with everyone. That we have to learn from him. The organization skills and all that. As an youngster's leadership qualities we have to learn from his life. Then in the later life, as an elderly person, just as a mango fruit, when it is tender, is good for pickles. I'm a lover of pickles, so I know its value. But when it becomes a ripe fruit, it is so sweet. So in sweetness, that is ideal. And being astringent, this is ideal now. So as an youngster, Ramana Rao is an ideal for leadership, managerial skills, love and respect, projecting people, tolerating people, and above all, he forgets immediately. He shouts at you now. At 1 hour he forgets. Sir, why do you shout? Did I? I never shouted. Did I? Like Appanam. Immediately he forgets. Such a large-hearted man. No revenge, nothing like that. And as an elderly man, slowly I found him a transition. From Karma Yogi, he was Karma Yogi. As an youngster. Later he has become a Bhakti Marga. Path of devotion, which he never did earlier. He wrote me a letter, Anil Kumar, stop speaking about miracles. Spread his message. I still have that letter. Spread his message, not his miracles. You should know that he is Jagat Guru. He wrote a letter when I was at Guntur 30 years ago. But what are his writings? Full of miracles. Meaning what? Transition from Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. Along with the age, a tender fruit and a ripe fruit. A bud and flower and fully blossomed flower. A transition. That's what we find in his life. And then what happens? And I see him doing bhajans like this, which he never did. Which he never. And I also see him near the Rangoli at the entrance of the mandir. Standing, staring at Rangoli, doing namaskar, which he never did, never tolerated anybody doing it. Meaning, karma, chitta shuddha ye karma, purification, then comes the love for God. Pure love that happens, that comes all of a sudden may not sustain, may get vaporized any moment of time at full advanced age. After that, he has just progressed, evolved into higher stage. And then what happens? As I am also aging, I can understand. As we age above 70s, we like to spend time with children and grandchildren. And we want somebody to stand by us, somebody to help us. Because we need to go to hospital, post offices. After all, life is not to be spent in solitude. We want help. So at this age, we would like to be with children for assistance. It need not be monetary assistance because we have got pension and all that. We don't depend on children for money. We want somebody to take care of us when bedridden. We want somebody to help us at this age. But Ramana Rao, the hero, Hero of heroes, I tell you. He lived all alone here in his room. Never wanted anybody to stay with him. He has his own cook here. The cook cooked for him. And now he knows how to live well. Not simply hoarding money. He made both the flats into common thing. And TV, a wonderful computer table, and a revolving chair. He knows how to live and how to live well. And he donated money, lump sum. Many people do not know. A fellow comes here, money in his pocket. Thousands. He helped many people. True to Sanatana Dharma, kudi chetito chesina dano, edam chetiki teliyakoddu. What you do with the right hand should not be known to the left hand. That Ramana Rao did many of things. I know one fellow by name, Venugopal, I believe. He died all of a sudden, premature death from BHL, Hyderabad. He died, quite a young man with three children. Nobody visited him when he died. 10th day Ramana Rao, 11th day goes there. I did not come these days, do you know why? Priests will squeeze your blood. They will take away the remaining balance with you. Because the head is gone. The priest said that dana, this dana and all that. Let all that be over. Keep this huge amount he kept in the hands of his wife to run the family. The exact amount nobody knows. That is Ramana. He has got the heart of a butter that melts. But to outside it looks like hard stone. But at heart, is softer than butter. When you just tell him, this is my problem, he'll find tears in his eyes. And he will go out of the way to help you. Out of the way to help you. And he guides people also. Excel selfless. When some people guide, they'll misguide you. Misguidance is their guidance. But he's not like that. Any action to take you closer and closer to Swami, that's what Ramana Rao is. And how Mr. Khayal Das, Hyderabad product, always with him, they used to talk to him. And then he has got the habit of that chewing pan. And Ramana Rao and Dhanamudu Ramarao, Ramana Rao used to come to his room, keep a pan dabba there, roll with leaves and eat. Wow, lovely speech. In the meantime, coffees will be ready. Tiffins will be ready, continuous. Continuous working, continuous feeding. At this moment also, I don't know how far you like it, but my heart dances in joy. And it will be ingratitude if I don't make mention of a great man, Mr. Satyamurthy of Hyderabad. Erramilli Satyamurthy. You will find his name in Man of Miracles, written by Howard Moffat. Is also a very great man. 50 of his relatives, family people, are devotees of Baba. All of them left, but he stayed with Swami all alone. That Swami said many times, Nanu namukonu nadaya, nakosamun nadaya, andar velipoyina nakosamun nadaya, adi Satyamurthy ante annadu. That is Satyamurthy. When all his people left, that man held on to me. The quality of Satyamurthy, I know. We had some international conference, cardiothoracic surgeons conference. It was to be held 3 days prior to that. Swami was talking to everybody there in Vrindavan. Yem iste baaguntundi vaallaku? O gift isthamappa. Yem iste baaguntundi? What gift, what memento shall we present to doctors, international? Flask isthama? Bend flask istama, silver flask. Bhagavatundi kada? Was talking to boys. Hardly heard by first to two rows of boys. Almost whispering. Swami swish. Believe me, next morning, 7 o'clock, big boxes of silver flasks are ready at the doorstep of Swami. That is Satyamurthy, said Swami. Adaya Satyamurthy. Why should I mention his name now? Sachimurthy and Raman Rao are brothers like Rama and Lakshmana. They are always together. Always together. Obverse and reverse are the same coin. Both of them. Both of them. And when I was here organizing some Sevadal meeting here, held up here in Prasadhyam for 15 days, silently Raman Rao sends me some pickle. Let him eat, poor fellow, he's not having all that. Who will care for you? Who will care for you? I was very great man, sir.
In fact, I also have heard from so many Sevadals how during darshans, he would plead, Swami, please go to that gate, devotees are standing
there. Yes, yes, I know that. I was telling you how he asked Swami to come out to Purichandra Hall and give darshan to everybody. And another thing also that, while following Swami, devotees fall at his feet and he has to control them. And Swami used to control and then said, come and do it. But it was after, sir, what is that? Mem uddantu untamaya, meer chestune undali. We say no, but you should go and approach.
That his heart was always for the Sevadas.
Always
for the devotees.
And one gentleman, elderly gentleman, shouted at Sevadal and wanted that man to do some personal work in Hyderabad, I think. Somebody asked some favor, some household duties to be done by Sevadal. This man said, none of us should go there. And shouted, what do you think of yourself? Sevadal are not menial people. Sevadal not at your charity, at your beck and call. Understand their sadhakas, their aspirants, their seekers. They are here to do Swami's service and not your personal service. So if Sevadal enjoys some dignity, it is because of Raman Rao. If Sevadal is held in esteem and respect, it is because of Raman Rao. If Sevadal is given his due place and recognition, it is because of Raman Rao. Why? He remained a Sevadal throughout his life. In spite of all positions, he remained like that. And if he was never approached anybody for any favor. Nothing. I never saw him pleading with anybody for a favor. Or standing there, something like yours most obediently, your humble servant, nothing doing. He was the man commanding like that. There's a laudable qualities in him, which we can learn over a period of time, if we want to evolve and grow spiritually. Really, I get inspired whenever I think of him. And when I introduce some friends, and another thing is this, as state president, he will not nominate Purushti as the president and the other fellow as secretary. He won't do that. He will observe you, how you are doing. He has no regional bias. He has no communal feeling. He doesn't believe any psychofancy or flattery. A person is nominated on grounds of his merit, on close observation. That's all. I'll tell you. Once I nominated a few people as coordinators. Anantapur Mr. Nagaraju, Srinivasan of Nellore, Dr. Ramarao for Chittur, like that. I appointed some coordinators to help the district patients who are aging. We cannot simply remove them, you see. God. You know what Raman Rao did? He called four of them. As state president I did, but I always held him as state president. That's all. I may be there. He is the state president. He called all of them. Yamma Anukumar, nin edo meeting ki pilichi dandala isaru nominate chesava? Have you nominated them because they garlanded you and invited you to their places to speak?
Oh my God.
No, no. I'll watch them. And he told them, he nominated him Anukumar Bola Shankar. Easy to please him. Then I'll watch you. The moment I see you are undeserving, I'll kick you out. Understand? You will not continue as coordinates anymore. Because he nominated, he stated, no, no. So he is after merit. Why? Because he is a man of merit. He is dignified. Why? He honors your dignity, your prestige.
Amazing, sir. As you said, so many people after Bhagavan left his physical form who were permanent residents became temporary visitors to Prashantinilayam. And here is a man who at the ripe age, he was more than 80, 85.
Until 90 he was here.
And he took the responsibility of being the editor.
Yes.
Of the Sanatana Sarathi. He brought in a lot of changes in Sanatana Sarathi.
Yes.
At that age also, that zeal to work for Swami.
Yes. And he remained as an advisor to these people also. He himself volunteers. If you are in position, he will come and tell, this is the way you have to do, not this way. Because his interest is the institution, not the individual.
Yes.
Institution first priority. In your last or least. That's why nobody can afford to ignore him. Ramana Rao, the great, the champion, as he such as Evadal, provincial, national, and even international. Second to none. None can beat him. None can ever be equal to him. Some people may occupy higher positions, or positions that he occupied, but yet they cannot occupy the hearts of Sevadal. They cannot love people as much he loved. They cannot support people as he supported his people. That's great. And he's a multi-dimensional personality. A writer, a man of fun. Not a small man.
Yeah.
One Swami materialized for him, Bobbattu, the Andhra Pradesh special dish. Wonderful thing. The sweetness will sustain for one full week. The sweetness will go deep up to the navel. So silky, full of ghee, sweetness top. Swami materialized Bobbattu for Ramana Rao. He waved his hand and gave him. It's very hot, hot from the oven. It is burning. That's what he told me. He saw many miracles that happened right in front of his eye. He used to tell people like that. Many miracles he experienced. All of them he wrote in his books.
Yes.
Yes, all of them are written there. I tell you, lives of great men remind us how to make our lives sublime. As Longfellow said, we should walk along their footsteps. Just as nation builders should not be forgotten, just as patriots have got to be remembered, cherished for years to come, the builders of the organization, the champions of such an organization, should not be forgotten. Their memories should be cherished. The path laid down by them should be tread by the coming generations forever and ever, forever and ever. That too, the mission of avatar. It is not a small thing to work in divine mission. Unless we don't value the mission, you cannot value workers. If you value the mission, avataric mission, then you'll understand how great they are, what sacrifices they have done. Now, I personally feel that every state should think of the contribution of Ramana Rao. All Sevadal people, if they are to attend here once for one of the national meetings, whatever may be, should have one full session on the exemplary character of Ramana Rao. So not to boast him and not to simply project him. The lessons they can learn from him.
Yes.
The inspiration they can draw.
Yes.
And the path they should follow.
Yes.
So that in Ramana Rao there is a beautiful combination of a missionary and a visionary. As a missionary, he is a worker. As a visionary, he is an organizer. Thank you.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much. So that was Professor Anil Kumar. As is so evident when you hear him, the kind of indelible impact that Mr. Ramana Rao had on not just Professor Anil Kumar, but everyone who had the opportunity to work with him, everyone who had the chance to be associated with him in doing the Lord's work. Each of them have their own special memories, their own special moments of learning, their own moments of revelation about how to be a Sai Seva, Sai Sevak. And it's really Bhagwan's grace that we have in the studios now Mr. K.M. Rao. Mr. Rao providentially was transferred to Hyderabad in 1982, and it was Bhagwan's grace that his office was just adjacent to Bhagwan's abode in Hyderabad, Shivam. And those were the years when Mr. Raman Rao used to bring groups of people from Hyderabad and be part of so many functions that were held in Vrindavan, in Prashant Nilayam. Earlier I have told you about all the summer course stories. So Mr. K.M. Rao was part of that group that came to serve during the summer courses and many other opportunities. And it's really Bhagwan's grace that he's in Prashant Nilayam today. He came to attend the launch of the Sri Sathya Sai Cricket League that happened in the Sai Kulwant Hall last evening. It was a news for so many in the organization that Mr. K.M. Rao also was a professional cricketer earlier. But today he's going to talk about service. He's going to talk about what he has learnt about service from Mr. Raman Rao, because ultimately, be it the game of life or the game of cricket or the game of badminton or tennis, only that person succeeds who, to begin with, serves well. You have to serve well to win the point, and it's the same with life. So a warm welcome to you, Mr. K.M. Rao, to the studios. So tell us, how was your first meeting with Mr. Raman Rao, and how you had the opportunity to become a part of this group of Sevadals that were with Raman Rao and had the opportunity to work in the divine physical proximity of Swami on so many occasions?
Sairam, thank you for calling me to decide to talk about Mr. Raman Rao. In fact, if I have become a good Sevadal, what I feel, a disciplined Sevadal, from 82 onwards, it's because of the great personality, Sri Raman Rao Garu. I started working in Shivam as Sevadal, and then seeing my work and sincerity probably, they made me the convener of Hyderabad Shivam Samiti. And later on, Raman Rao Garu has made me the leader for Hyderabad Sevadal. Now, seeing so many senior Sevadal there, well-disciplined, following the rules very strictly of our organization, I learned that it's all because of Mr. Raman Rao. And then I have developed a lot of respect towards him, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. In many of our activities there in Shivam, service activities, he will curtly give us some directions, and he will not interfere afterwards, but at the beginning he will give clear instructions how to carry out the work, whether it's a medical seva or any other, whether it's helping the handicapped people. Every year we used to donate them the telephone booths and three-wheelers and all that for handicapped people. In such occasions, he used to give us, in the beginning itself, clear instructions, and we used to carry out, and he used to watch and correct us if anything goes wrong. That way we have learned, I have learned personally, the way we, a sevadal, should behave and work. We also learned from him that whatever we are doing, it is to win the grace of Bhagavan. And that's how, besides pleasing Bhagavan and getting his grace, I also wanted to satisfy Ramanrao Garu with my work.
But if I ask you, what is that one quality that you saw in him which you thought you can emulate in your life, and you experimented with it also, is there anything of that nature?
Well, if he has been assigned with some work by Bhagwan, or he has to attend to some work associated with our organization, he never looked back. He never thought about his official work. He will leave at any cost, he will leave that, he will try to complete the work, or he will leave it and jump into action in Bhagwan's work.
No delay in Swami's work.
No delay. He will not tolerate. I also found that Ramanrao never tolerates a delay in the work taken up, Bhagwan's work. And naturally, since I wanted to be, to follow his footsteps, I also tried to do like in the same way when I become the leader. So when he gives us the work, you go to Prasanthi Nilayam for 30 days and work there, even though I don't have earned leave, when I pleaded with my director to give me leave, or medical leave or something like that, and then fortunately, with Bhagwan's grace, I was allowed to go. And I was happy because our leader is doing that, I am also doing that. I was very happy about that. And definitely Bhagwan's grace was there.
I think all sevadals go through this experience wherein, you know, once you put God first, once you make that as a priority, then you will see how Swami takes care of everything else.
True. This is an example, no? So I just left without
leave sanctioned.
Leave sanctioned. And after I came back, it was all settled.
No problem.
No problem. In fact, Lee was not only, I was taken as on duty.
Yes. I mean, so you didn't have to take the leave. I mean, the seva that you were doing in Prashant Lee was considered as your official work.
That was right. Really, it was a great...
That leap of faith, that courage, and that conviction to do the Lord's work.
Yeah, that's how I got it. I got it from Ramanrao Garu only. He has done that, and I just followed it. And when Bhagwan's work is there, nothing else is important for him. And that's how he has trained us. And not only training, he was so considerate to us. You will see that we are all... I will tell you about working in Prasanthi Nilayam. You will see that we are all comfortable to do the seva. Though his accommodation is only one room, he used to, 10 or 15 people used to come and sleep here.
In his room only?
In his room. And some of them today in the verandas. Mm. And to make us more comfortable, even share his food with us. Because when in big functions, in canteens everywhere, it will be full. But then it is very comfortable, you know, when some food is cooked in his room and then given to Sevadal. I was one of the beneficiaries. I was always looked after by him with compassion and love. I can't forget that. I don't know how he has developed that, but I think with many Sevadal, it is same with Raman Raghavar. Many people who are now, of course, have become seniors, they must have the gratitude to him. We are grateful to him, really. In so many prasan sevas we have come. Those days, there were no sheds also in those days. So we have to squeeze in one or two sheds and to go for service, for the duty. The way to take bath, all bathrooms will be full. And then, but not to skip the service. Service is important. So we all somehow used to, I'm really grateful because Raman Raghavar has given me the...
He made his home as a Sevadal accommodation
place. My group used to be there in the veranda. And, you know, he also doesn't like the bureaucratic way of working, Sevadal working. You know, one day I was sitting in the veranda and taking stock of Sevadal who have come, how to allot the duty and all that for the next day. And he came, "What this Chitragupta work you are doing here? Go and go to the field and do." So he doesn't like all these things. He said, wherever work is there.
Walk around.
Yes.
In Swami's talk about management by walking around.
Yeah.
Not sitting in your
correct
office table.
Correct. That is what. So, we had great occasions, you know, because of Raman Raghavar, we also have had proximity to Swami Bhagavan, and Swami came to Shivam. So he asked me to, he told me what are the works to be done, car parking, then Nagar Sankirtan, and food arrangements, all those things. And you allot the duties to. So it's just so con. Yes, I become. I learned so many things from him, and he used to carry out. No, so he has become confident. So he asked me to do all that, and I made all the arrangements with different Sevadal. Everything went on smoothly when Swami came to Shivam, and then he went on Andhra to. And,
yes.
Also, he opened, Swami opened in the Nigamagamam.
Yes.
And that time, you know, because of his training, you know, I could organize because Nigamagamam work I allotted to somebody. So you have to do this, and I had done. And the food arrangements and all those things, everything are different. But one thing, because of his training, because of his way he used to tell us, I know what type of people I have to select. Because of his training. And everything used to go very smoothly. And I'm grateful to him. And, you know, what I learned from him, I never used to go close to Swami's stage and all that. I used to be on outside because how everything is going on, how devotees are being controlled. That's what he likes. Because he has to be near Swami to take instructions. I mean, I have to do the field work. And I never, that's why, sometimes I feel I could have been nearer to Swami, near the stage and all that. But now Swami knows. He's guiding me. Now I know, working like that is more beneficial than near the stage.
You have greater satisfaction.
Yeah, greater satisfaction, definitely. And I know he is now, he is with me always, and his grace is always with me. And I will tell you one thing, how I have, you know, taken very close to Swami through Raman Raghavar. So, the summer course was started in again started, restarted in 91.
Yes.
And then it's a great opportunity for some Sevadal to work near him. Of course, great opportunity for students and all in the auditorium to hear his discourses, for many devotees also. So, Raman Rao Garu was asked by Swami, bring Sevadal from Hyderabad. 17 Sevadal and one leader. Raman Rao is the leader. Then Raman Rao Garu asked me to pick 17 people. And he just told me what should be the characteristics of those Sevadal. And then everyone wants to work. Come into this group, you know, because they will be nearer to Swami. Then I got clear instructions what to do, and I have picked up the people, and we worked in Vrindavan hostel mess to serve all the devotees and students who attended summer course. And every day, lunch time and night dinner time, Swami will come to the dinner and lunch. Now, it was going on very nicely, and our boys, Sevadal, worked very hard. And then they are pressurizing me to pray to Swami through Raman Rao Garu for a group photograph, which they saw the Swami is giving chance for group photographs to the students of Vrindavan and others. Then I approached Raman Rao Garu, and mildly I put to him, Swami, request, pray to Swami for a group photograph of our Sevadal. Don't talk to me like this. My spirits are at the lowest ebb now. Mm-hmm. For the past 3 days, Swami is not talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. You know, we are working hard, anything wrong. Anyway, we started praying to Swami, and we started working better, much better than previous. Then after 3 days, Swami told Raman Rao Garu, call your boys for a photograph.
Mm.
I was thrilled. So that's how Swami took photograph with all of us. This chance, how will you get? Normally students get it. We don't get. So we also had Swami called us for interview, and we're all grateful to Raman Rao Garu because of he is the leader, like a stalwart, I can say. He's a tall personality of leadership.
Yes.
So we had made many chances because of him. Because of him only, we had so many chances.
And Professor Anil Kumar also used to mention about how he would not lose an opportunity to tell Bhagwan physically about the work done by a particular Sevadal or a particular Sevadal member. I mean, he always wanted that, you know, the Sevadals should get their moment with Swami.
He has no trace of selfishness. When he is assigned some work by Bhagwan, it's done by Sevadal, and he wants to give credit to Sevadal. And at every opportunity he gets, he will tell Swami that these are the Sevadal who have done this. And he will plead with Swami whenever an opportunity comes, give them Pada Namaskaram.
Mm.
Even a small number, we are 50 people we get, come. Mm. He will give, he will pray to Swami, plead with Swami.
Yes.
And we are sure that when Raman Rao Garu is there, we will get our Pada Namaskaram.
Get some opportunity.
Yes, sure.
Mm.
Prasadam and Pada Namaskaram assured when he is there.
Mm-hmm. I think that is the connect that, you know, he had with Bhagwan because of his sincerity. And it just shows that, you know, if you are even associated with a sincere worker, in a sincere servitor of the Lord, you know, you can also be a recipient of the divine grace. You know, one thing is to serve. Another thing is to get the company of people who are so pure that God's love flows through them.
absolutely true, because, you know, we may be Sevadal so many years, working hard and all that, but Swami's grace will flow. But direct feeling, I mean, direct thing, you know, that go closer to Bhagwan, and also talk to Bhagwan and hear his words. This we could get only because of Raman Ragar. Because we know that, you know, why I have developed such a great respect to Raman Ragar and wanted to follow. I have seen Swami asking Raman Ragaru for his opinion sometimes, though it is only to please Raman Ragaru. Once I was sitting in Poonchandra for some function, big function, and Raman Ragaru was standing nearby, and I know Swami will come, but Swami came, went round. This was after that rotating stage has been constructed, and Swami, he just floated near Raman Rao, and I am sitting nearby. He asked, Ramana, how is the stage? You know, so Raman Rao naturally said, Chala Bhagundi, they are very good, Swami. But my feeling, I felt, I mean, respect for Raman Ragar, because
and Swami considers him as a friend. You know, he wants to take his opinion. Yeah. You know, the relationship. You know, if you go to Navabhida Bhakti, it starts with Shravanam, Kirtanam,
yeah,
Vishnu Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam. After Dasyam, it is Sakhyam, and finally it is Atmanivedanam.
Friend.
So Dasyam is where, you know, you serve the Lord as a servant of the Lord. And that takes you to the stage of Sakhyam, where you develop friendship with God. And it's really interesting that, you know, the final stage is Atmanivedanam, but before you reach that stage of Atmanivedanam, the stage before that is Sakhyam. And that friendship with God happens through Dasyam. You know, just like Hanuman served the Lord with so much dedication that Hanuman became a part of Rama, Rama became a part of Hanuman, and became like a friendship, you know. And when Rama had to give something to Hanuman, he said, there's nothing that I can give you, and he just embraced.
Correct.
You see that kind of a relationship, you know, you see that kind of
relationship I saw.
Yes.
And then, naturally, my God is talking to my leader, so my respect and reverence to my leader is multiplied.
Yes.
That's what. Even once when I was going to Bangalore, Vrindavan, Raman Ragar said, I will give you a letter. If there is a chance, give it to Swami. So I was sitting in, there are boxes in Ramesh Hall. I was sitting in one line, and Swami came near me. So that is the opportunity, I gave the letter. And he took the letter. And what thrilled me is, I saw Swami carrying that letter alone between the small little finger and the ring finger, and all the other letters bunched separately. So there I know Swami wants to see that separately, my leaders.
I mean, so you see, you know, the people who serve the Lord always have a special place in the Lord's heart. And that is the reason why, you know, once you start doing God's work, you also start feeling how special you are to the Lord. And I think, given all the training that you had with Raman Rao, sir, you know, even now, at this age now, you still continue to do so much of work.
It's all because of his leadership and his what we have learned from him, and with complete faith and surrender, if you do to this divine seva, and he will look after our health.
Yes.
That's definitely what I have learned. Now, in my behavior with others, in my dressing up, in my hairstyle, everything I just took Ramanagar as a role model.
As a role model. Wow.
Yeah, minor things you used to point out nicely without authority.
Mm.
Yeah. Wear the shirt little below. Don't show your hips.
Mm.
You used to tell. Because when you serving, bending and serving, this will go up, you know. It doesn't look nice.
Mm.
You may. And I learned with one word. He never insisted on that. See that all the people wear the shirts below hip. So I used to tell other Sevadal, first of all, I will do that. Many things I have learned. And nowadays, if I see, having learned that, it's our duty to tell others also.
Yes.
And that is all because of Ramanagar's training.
Wow. Fantastic. I mean, from external purity to internal purity.
Yeah.
To working with unity, so that you achieve divinity. I mean, that is the whole journey of a seva.
Another thing I learned from him is sharing.
Hmm.
He will always share. First thing is, Swami want, before he takes Padamaskaram from Swami, he will pray to Swami to give for Sevadal.
Sevadal.
That is one thing.
Yes.
Even in comfort or food or anything, he will share. Whatever he is, simply, if I go to his room anytime, then he will first look into his fridge what is there to give to him.
To give.
Sir, I don't want anything, sir. I have come to see. No, sit, wait. You will go and bring something. Something, whatever is there, even the last bit also. That sharing, you know, I must do that. What I have learned from him, I must also do like that. Swami is like that, no, always sharing, giving.
Yes. I think that's such a beautiful thing, you know. The cascade of compassion, and to have that kind of an heart, is, I think, what every Sevadal, because to serve, you have to first feel for the other person.
Yes.
You have to learn to share the other person's sorrow. You have to feel one with the other person's sorrow. And it starts first with your own family, with your own Sevadal members before it can go out. And I think that's what he created in the Sevadal community. And this is what then translated into others. And I think it's really so beautiful. And as you said, dear, perhaps just one example, there are so many people like that who have been touched.
Everyone in Andhra, senior people, had the same experiences with him.
Yes.
He has shared with them his love.
Absolutely. And I think that is, as you said, that is the only thing that Swami did. And as followers of Swami, as servitors of Swami, I think this should be our ideal too. And learning from Mr. Raman Rao, life and the lives of such legendary devotees definitely is our duty. And thank you really so much, sir, for sharing these few reminiscences.
Sir, I must thank you very much because I'm able to share few of the my experiences I had with my leader, Raman Rao Garu. So I really thank Bhagavan for having given me this chance.
So dear listeners, we will continue this series. There is a lot more, and there are so many people who have been touched, and these are various instances, various illustrations. We don't have to read philosophies to learn how to love Swami, how to serve Swami. If we can only listen to the stories of the lives of some of these devotees, we will fill ourselves with enough inspiration to walk on this path with happiness, with courage, with zeal, and with a sense of joy that will keep us aglow wherever we are. Whether we are in Prashanti, whether we are at our workplace, whether we are with our family, whether we are in our professional circle, whether we are old, whether we are young. Because service has no place, no time, no age. Anyone can serve and just live in joy. And that is what
the lives of such people teach us. So we'll continue this series. Thank you so much for being with us through this session. As always, if you have any queries, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number, 9393-258-258. Offering this little endeavor with humility and love at His lotus feet. We thank each one of you for your beautiful attention and patience. Thank you so much. Saram.